Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another go around. Today we're going back into the 2000s for a song that's kind of an interesting one. It was not any great song of the 2000s tournament. It was kind of one of those ones that just missed the cut. But it is one from a band that was actually, one of my sister's favorite bands when she was growing up. Which is kind of interesting to think about that she would like that she liked them. But the song I'm gonna be doing today is "Letters to You" by Finch. This was off their album "What It Is to Burn," released April 22nd, 2003. This, of course, was right in that, you know, when all those, like, you know, pop punk, hardcore bands were coming out around that time. Like I said, my sister was a big fan of them. In fact, when we went to this festival back in Maryland, it was called the HF Festival. It had like a whole bunch of different artists. Like, the Finch was one of them, but also had like Godsmack, AFI, Good Charlotte, Chevelle. So kind of all the big, you know, big names at that time. And, but yeah, they were performing there, so that's one of the reasons why we ended up going. So, if you're, of course, watching along with me via the YouTube link, it's about 3 minutes, a little under 3.5 minutes. So we will go ahead and, so it's not that long of a video to go through. But we'll go ahead and get things started in 3, 2, 1, and play. Of course, we saw the members of members of the band in this little hidey hole. He had this like kid that was walking around this little like mask, and now he's picking up a note. It was like, it's like, "Please help" on the back. And now we have he's almost like, now that the kid was like shooting, like kind of opening up this little like hole to get to where the band is, and like I said, you know, this was right in the midst of like when all those like pop punk bands were really kind of, you know, trying to find their, you know, their niche, or not their niche, but their, you know, their footing. Like I said, you know, we had like this band, AFI, Good Charlotte, Chevelle, just all those bands just trying to, you know, kind of, you know, become big names. And Finch would last for a little bit. They've only had 3 albums total, amazingly enough. This was, of course, off the first album. Their most recent album was in 2014, and I'm not sure if they're still even touring. They are still touring. They actually just a couple of years ago celebrated the 20th anniversary of "What It Is to Burn," and they're kind of, you know, kind of going through with that. So it's funny, you always have kind of like these bands that split up for a little bit, then eventually, kind of when it's time for like a big anniversary, end up coming back together to do that. You just look at this video. It is like, this is like completely, I mean, you can definitely see this is, big time early 2000s, just between like the looks and the, you know, the outfits of the band, where it's, like I said, where it's set, the screaming. It's, again, this is like, you know, prime 2000s, early 2000s, when that scene was starting to really get on fire. Rock was really kind of at a crossroads in the early 2000s. You know, you had a lot of like pop and hip hop and rap really kind of dominating. You still had plenty of, you know, rock stuff, but I felt like, you know, we were trying to find, almost like, I don't want to say he's trying to find like the successor to grunge, but it was one of those things where he had all these like new metal bands and you know trying to kind of make their mark and kind of leave their impression on the music business, which you know few of them did, but not many didn't. So. But there you go. There is Letters to You by Finch. Again, kind of, you know, partially did it because, again, my sister used to like them. So I figured I would give her some love by doing that song. Thank you again for joining me. It's been a lot of this is always a lot of fun to do. I know we've got some big theme weeks coming up here in the next couple of weeks. I know we got a big one coming up next week, so be on the lookout for that and everything else we got going on across all the feeds. So with that, I am Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on The Pop Experience, and we will see you next time.